Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. I am Doug Llewellyn, and it's a delight to have you with us today. You know, we do talk to some of the most amazing people anywhere that you've ever heard on the radio. I love doing these broadcasts because I learn so much from talking to so many really acknowledged experts in so many different fields. Today, we're going to dip into the medical field, and we're going to be talking about something you rarely hear talked about on the radio. I don't think I've ever seen it talked about on television. Maybe there are some medical channels that focus on it, but, you know, on major channels, on the major networks, you don't hear this kind of thing talked about. And really, it's very important that it should be talked about because there are a lot of people who are suffering from this. We're going to be talking to Dr. Susie LeBrock. She is based in Canada, in Alberta, but she's a really unique doctor. Let me explain. There are a lot of medical conditions that people suffer from, digestive orders, for example, injuries, bowel obstructions that result in people, patients having to get a stomach ostomy surgery and wear an ileostomy or a colostomy bag. That, in case you don't know, is where a plastic pouch is placed over the stomach and it collects feces outside the body. Now, you can imagine that living with an ileostomy or a colostomy bag can be quite life-altering and a tremendous adjustment. And when people are faced with this new reality, people can struggle with self-pity, self-loathing, depression, a lot of low self-esteem, even complete denial. What kind of clothing can you wear? How can you hide it from the public? What do you do when you have to go take a shower? And can life actually ever be normal again? These are some of the things that folks faced with this have to deal with and have to concern themselves with. Dr. LeBrock is a top-notch clinical sexologist who has worked in the addiction treatment field for more than 20 years. She's extremely knowledgeable in that field. She has a PhD in clinical sexology. She is a master practitioner in clinical counseling. And she's the author of a book called Ostomy 101. It's a survival kit to sexual healing. After the last couple of years, her focus has been helping women on their journey back to healthy sexuality. But besides her clinical work, she has become intensely centered on teaching and guiding female ostomates. That's the way you would refer to people who've had colostomy surgery. Ostomates, to tap into their feminine power and step into their greatness and rise above any emotional or physical challenges that they face. She passionately assists them in overcoming insecurities and to help recognize and realize that their value certainly doesn't diminish because they have to wear an ileostomy or a colostomy bag. They absolutely can live a very fulfilling and joyful life. That's a little bit about what we're going to be talking about. You know, I could give you a lot more information about the doctor's background. It's really, really remarkable. But I think we really want to get involved in the subject. So I'm going to bring Dr. LeBrock on and let us talk about her background and also how she helps people who go through these situations. So again, her name is Dr. Susie LeBrock. I'll give you her website as we go along. There are a couple of websites I could actually give you. She's so fascinating. She's based in Alberta, Canada, and it's a very warm day in Alberta today. Dr. LeBrock, welcome. Nice to have you with us here on Close Up Talk Radio. How are you today?
Hi, Doug. I'm really well. It's really great to be here and to be talking about something that I know is really not commonly talked about, like you said in the intro. Talking about ostomy surgery, colostomy bags is something that's kind of hidden and secretive, and I'm really hoping to change that and to make life for ostomates, female and male, you know, more normal, if you like.
And that's what you call them, ostomates. Yeah, you're a mate of someone who's had this ostomy surgery. Let me ask you a little bit about what it is that causes people to, what they're suffering from that results in having the ostomy, that's what it is, ostomy surgery, right? Explain what the, you know, what the root cause is that makes them have that surgery. How do you answer that?
Sure. So an ostomy is, it's a surgically created opening into the colon. So basically what it does is it diverts stool or feces from its normal route. So for people who have had bowel cancer, inflammatory bowel disease, surgical trauma, an ostomy is created. It can be temporary or permanent. It really depends on the kind of surgery. It's the visible part of an ostomy is called the stoma, and it's located on the abdomen, depending upon where the colon has been damaged. It's kind of hard to visualize, but to create a stoma, the surgeon actually brings the colon outside of the abdomen, and then they turn it back on itself, kind of like the cuff of your sleeve.
Right.
And then it's stitched back into your skin, and you would wear a pouch or a bag. I mean, I'm sure so many people here, you know, somebody has a bag, and really that's what it is. This bag is attached to the outside of the body, allowing a person to live, you know, a really normal life, and the bowel content basically is collected outside the body in this bag or pouch.
It sounds rather, it seems some people probably would consider it, oh, my God, that'd be awful to have that. But for people who've had the surgery, who've had cancer, you know, there is no other answer. They have to do this. And I know your goal is to try and help people understand that it really isn't all that bad. They can live with it. They can be normal people with that kind of situation. Let me ask you why you want to focus on this so much. I know, as you pointed out, we don't hear people talk about it at all, rarely in the public, certainly not on the media. But you want to talk about this. So let's do exactly that. What's your primary goal to discuss this, and what do you want people to know?
I think I want people to know that you really can live a happy life with an ostomy bag. The reason why I'm so passionate about this is because this is my lived experience. I think 6 years ago, I had a series of surgeries that ended up where I had to have an ostomy bag. And there was nothing out there on a sort of an emotional, mental level in terms of support. You know, it's such a testament to the medical field that modern medicine is prolonging people's lives. People are surviving from things that in times past they wouldn't have survived through, like bowel cancer and other traumas and issues. I certainly wouldn't have. But the psychology hasn't caught up, I don't think, with the medical field. So when I woke up with this new reality, there just felt like there was nothing there to support me. There was nothing to teach me how to live my life. So I really want to focus on this because I want to help women understand that there is life after this. You can survive. It really, you know, an ostomy affects your self-esteem. It affects your body image. If you think, you know, when you're growing up and you're little, you learn to be potty trained. You get gold stars, you get stickers. It's such an accomplishment to be potty trained. And then suddenly you have a surgery like this and you don't have control of your bowels anymore. It's something that happens completely naturally, but not something that you have any control over. And so how do you reconcile that in your mind? How do you stand in front of your partner for the first time with a bag hanging outside of your body? How do you wear skinny jeans? How do you go to a concert or a party or just, you know, anything like that? I think as well, if I can say, it's about learning to overcome bodily disturbance. So I've worked with women who have had breast cancer as well and mastectomies, where suddenly our sense of self, our sense of sexual self-concept, if you like, has changed. And what's normal isn't normal anymore. So how do you learn to live with an altered body?
You know, I think that is so well worth your talking about and bringing out. And as you pointed out, there wasn't anything out there to give you the advice. You've written the book, and I assume this is the book on the advice that someone who goes through this should get. But let me just ask you, when you had this surgery, and you're a doctor, but when you had this surgery, were the physicians, the surgeons who did the surgery, and were the nurses in the hospital when you had, were they well enough equipped to give you all of the kind of advice you think you needed or not?
You know, that's a brilliant question. I had amazing surgeons. I had amazing support from the ostomy nurses. There are nurses that are specifically trained to help you with this. And like I say, I mean, incredible surgeons. But I would say that everybody was available to give me practical advice, how to change your ostomy bag, how to, you know, do the really practical things like dress your wounds and that kind of stuff. But nobody really seemed to be able to help me understand how angry I was. I really was. You know, when I woke up with this appendage, with this bag, I was angry. I felt like I had been so betrayed by my body. My body had given up on me, and everything felt like it was completely destroyed. And I just didn't know how to function. I knew how to function physically. I didn't know how to function psychologically. I felt ashamed, at times disgusted. And I didn't feel like there was anything out there to help me, and hence why I wrote my book and I've started writing these courses to help other people like me figure out what it's like, you know, when you survive something like this, but actually how do you then thrive as an individual?
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the more important things that you think folks who might be about to experience this kind of surgery or who are going through it right now, what they should know. I guess the primary questions, what was the biggest change in your life after you left the hospital with the ostomy bag attached to your body? Did you find you could wear the clothes you normally wore, or did it change your wardrobe? And what are the other big things that you really didn't know about that you had to deal with that you think folks should realize? You know, it's what you put in your book, obviously. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, thank you, Doug. I couldn't wear the clothes that I used to wear, I mean, at least in the beginning, because, you know, unfortunately, as you're learning to manage an ostomy bag, it can leak, it falls off. You know, it fills up with air. There are lots of challenges. Sleeping through the night just wasn't possible. You have to get up three times in the night to empty it. Nobody told me anything like that, really. So the practical stuff, I think, is really important in the beginning. But I think for me, like I said, the biggest thing was understanding that, you know, I was still beautiful for having been broken. All of this negative self-talk that was going on, understanding that it's really normal when you have this kind of medical trauma to feel really betrayed. And how do you accept yourself? How do you love yourself when you don't fit into kind of society's norm? I didn't know that it was possible to live like this. I felt that I couldn't go out. I felt that my life was completely consumed by managing this bag. It was consumed by what were people going to say? What would people think? What if something happened? So I think for me, certainly in the beginning, it was just knowing that everything that I was feeling was really normal and everything that I was feeling was okay, and that I didn't have to be angry at myself for being angry at what had happened to me. I think I was connected with a fellow ostomate when I came out of the hospital, somebody that was quite a bit older than I was, because I was quite young to have this surgery. And this person, you know, had said to me, this woman had said, you know, you're really lucky, this has saved your life, you can live a great life. In that moment, I didn't feel lucky. In that moment, I felt like I had a really bum deal. And I think I just needed somebody to say, it's okay, you've had a really bum deal. This, you know, this isn't a great thing, but it saved your life and you can go on and live well. But there was nobody that was able to say, it's okay to feel as poor, I mean, as poorly as you do at this moment.
Let me ask you this. How did it change your daily life, your normal activities when you were wearing this bag? One other question is, a lot of people may be wondering, when they put the bag, you know, where is it? Or does it vary with different people depending on where the surgeon, you know, how the surgeon did the surgery? Is it laying on your stomach? Is it on your side? How would you answer that? How did you experience it? Where was it as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So there are different kinds of ostomies. For instance, a colostomy is actually an opening that's on your large intestine or your colon. So that would be on a different part of the stomach. An ileostomy is an opening that's created in the small intestine. So, you know, bags generally sit around, you know, the height of your belly button, either on the right side or the left, depending on whether it's your small intestine or your large intestine. Thankfully now, they are, when people are prepared or when people know that they're having a bag, you will go in and they measure where they're going to put it, and they ask you the kind of clothes that you wear, and if you wear skinny jeans, they'll try and move it around or put it in a place that allows you to some degree to wear certain clothes. But typically it's determined given where the damage on your intestine, small or large, is. That's kind of where it ends up.
Can you walk around, you know, and stand up and sit down comfortably when you're wearing a bag like that, or did you find it difficult?
Oh, you can, yeah. I mean, it takes a bit of practice, I think. I mean, you need to get used to it, but you can do anything that you did before. You just have to be aware that, you know, at least in the beginning, you have this bag, and depending on the clothes you wear, you know, you may want to wear it outside of your clothes or inside of your clothes. You certainly see, you know, a lot of young people now, or younger people, on Facebook and Instagram that, you know, are celebrating having a bag, and they'll wear bikinis and such. You know, 6 years ago when, you know, I first had a bag, I didn't feel comfortable wearing a bikini or, you know, going out publicly on the beach or that kind of stuff, but you can, and I think it's becoming more normal than it used to be. And for a lot of people, you know, nobody knows that you have this. Nobody should know. I mean, you can pretty well live your life as you would do in any other kind of context.
I guess one of the more important questions is do you have the fear of the bag becoming loose? I don't know how it's affixed to your body, but is that something that you have to be aware of?
Yeah, you do. Certainly, I had situations, and I think probably most people at some point in their ostomy journey will struggle with it coming loose.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it will leak. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't stick to your body as well.
Mm-hmm.
Your shampoo, soap, different products that you use can affect whether it's, you know, it sticks well or not. So part of learning and part of the work that I do with people is teaching people how to manage, you know, if it comes loose, how do you deal with it? If you're in public, how do you deal with it? And how do you make sure that you're really, you know, safe and set to go about your day without having accidents or leaks, which, I mean, I think most ostomates will experience, unfortunately, at some point.
And when you shower, do you wear the bag while you shower? I guess you never really can go without having the bag affixed to your body, isn't that right? Because you don't have any control over when, you know, when the bag is being, you know, filled. That's the way to put it. I don't know.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's a great it's a great point. You really don't have any control. So, yeah, when you shower, some people wear the bag, some people don't. But you have to be prepared, obviously, that you don't have control. So there are different ways of kind of managing it and being able to shower. Sometimes having a shower without the bag is wonderful because it allows your skin to heal. Having something attached to your skin all the time can create lots of kind of medical issues, sore skin, you know, cracked skin and different things like that. So sometimes being able to not have it on in the shower just gives your skin a bit of a chance to heal. But some people don't feel comfortable doing that. It's quite individualized, I would say.
And what about, you talked about sleeping through the night, having to get up several times, but do you continually have to sleep on your back? Suppose you're someone who sleeps on your stomach or sleeps, you know, on the side. It affects the way you would sleep at night, I would imagine. Is that true?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I encourage people to either sleep on your back, sleep on your side, maybe have a pillow that you can lie on or rest, because if you lie on your front, then that can cause a whole bunch of problems. So it's getting used to a sleeping position, having a pillow that allows you to lie in a certain way. There are bags that are kind of longer wearing, if you like, so people will wear them throughout the night and it gives them a longer time that they don't have to empty it. Most people, though, have to get up a couple of times during the night. So it can really affect your sleep, because a lot of people will set an alarm so that they wake up at a certain time to avoid it sort of overflowing in the night.
Well, you know, there is just so much information that is seemingly required and necessary for people to know, and it's good to know that you have, there are a number of things you've done and are doing to help people. Number one, tell me about the book that you wrote called Ostomy 101. It's the title actually is Ostomy 101, A Survival Kit to Sexual Healing. It deals with more, you know, on the ostomy subject than sexual healing, isn't it? Or explain to me the title.
Yeah, so the book was really the book that I wish I had when I became an ostomate. And when I talk about sexual healing, I'm not just talking about kind of sex or having sex, but more sexuality and how we feel as sexual beings, how you feel as a woman, what your self-esteem is like, how do you share with your partner how your body has changed, you know, how do you share with a potential partner the fact that you have this. I mean, a lot of people feel so much shame. So I wrote this step-by-step guide to really picking yourself up after having this kind of bodily disturbance. With it, I have a self-healing journal as well that really is tips and tricks to living life with this kind of bodily disturbance. So picking up on self-esteem, managing your negative self-talk, and how to really heal past your pain and to find a sense of personal renewal through kind of an inner transformation. So it really is just a a survival kit to waking up with something that's so different and learning to cope on a day-to-day basis.
You know, you mentioned something that just spurred a question that seems rather logical to ask, and that is, can one experience a normal sex life if they have, you know, gone through an ostomy surgery and are wearing one of these bags? How do you answer that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yes, you can absolutely have a normal sex life. I think, though, for some people, there may be other things that might impinge upon that. So, for instance, if you've had cancer, if you've had, you know, other areas of your body that have been affected. So if that is the case, maybe you have to learn to have sex in a slightly different way, or you might need to have, you know, different positions. Mm-hmm. I think probably, though, that the biggest challenge, I would say, is, you know, that sense of shame or feeling perhaps uncomfortable about looking different, the fear that the bag will get in the way or the fear that the bag might leak. You know, just all of the discomfort when you don't feel like you're normal. So I would think that that's probably the biggest challenge in terms of sexuality. Certainly, you know, learning tips and tricks, if you like, that if you have had other surgeries or if you have had cancer and you're going through treatment, there are some things that can help with that. But in terms of simply having a bag, you can certainly have a healthy, normal sex life.
Well, that's very good to know. I mean, that's important information. I want to point out you have the book that you've written. It's called Ostomy 101, A Survival Kit to Sexual Healing. And it's by our guest today, Dr. Susie LeBrock. You can find it at Amazon. You can find it at Dr. LeBrock's website. Let me give you the website, by the way. It's Doc LeBrock. And I'm going to spell it out for you so you won't make a mistake here. Doc, D-O-C, LeBrock, LeBrock.com. DocLeBrock.com. And tell me a little bit, we have about a minute and a half left, about the online courses you conduct on this subject. You do that. Where are those courses, Doctor?
So the courses are available on my website, and I have two different courses, actually. The first course is Finding Normalcy. It's kind of I say basic course, it's a shorter course, and it really talks about how to understand the effect of feeling normal with a bag. So it really teaches people about self-acceptance, self-esteem, and learning to live with and come to terms with an ostomy. The second course, my flagship course, is longer. It's an 8-part course. And it's called Bodily Mastery, and it's about transforming your life. This course really talks about how to take control of your life without being blown off course by something like this. I talk about building an enduring relationship between your body and yourself, learning self-awareness, challenging negative self-talk, learning how to show yourself compassion, and then enhancing your potential, moving from, you know, what we call a survivor to a thriver. Most of us simply just know how to survive from something like this. We don't quite understand that life is a journey of growth and that you can really step into being a thriver regardless of what happens to you. So
I think that, Doctor, I have to interrupt you here. I want to give your website again because we're out of time. Go to DocLeBrock.com. Doc LeBrock, and LeBrock is LeBrock, DocLeBrock.com. Doctor, thank you. This has been amazing. We appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That's it for today, folks. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Hope you learned something today. I'm sure you did.